This is the Pilots News Briefing Podcast. I'm Frank Daniels. With me today is Matt Lamb from the Pilots Newsroom, bringing us the latest news in Moore County. And it's budget season, so lots of budgets flying around.
Yeah, budget season's wrapping up for all the municipalities in Moore County. And I've just got a quick wave height level look at Pinehurst's latest budget that they just passed last week. So property owners in Pinehurst are going to see a half a penny tax decrease in the coming year. The council on last Tuesday unanimously passed the fiscal year's budget. That knocks property taxes down to 22 cents per $100 of property value, which represents a cut of about $309,000 in tax revenue. For the last 3 years, Mayor Patrick Pizzella has called for tax cuts. And he's done that to whittle down what some may see as an overly robust fund balance. I think it's projected next year to be about $16 million. You got to remember, for most of these municipalities, budgets are a year-round thing, right? It's a part of a strategic planning process. And in Pinehurst, it starts with these birdie scorecard goals. It's these sweeping ideas for how to best serve the residents and the visitors and employees.
Okay.
And then those umbrella ideas are kind of fleshed into strategic objectives. And then finally, and most granular, the village develops strategic action plans. And those are current or near future projects. So, for 2027, the budget totals $33 million, and that is $28.9 million in revenue, and then a $4.1 million appropriation from the fund balance to balance the budget. That accounts for probably a 5% reduction compared to FY26, and it's a million dollars that are cut from some requested department budgets. And according to the 2027 Strategic Operating Plan, that budget is focused on ensuring long-term budget sustainability. Reductions are driven by lower capital spending and not service cuts, while also maintaining those core service levels across all the departments. So on the revenue side of the budget, it assumes a 0.9% growth in real property tax base. It's $13.6 million in revenues. It also assumes a 3.6% growth in sales tax with a $4.1 million fund balance appropriation, and it's primarily for the construction of the new Given Memorial Library. They're breaking ground out there on Magnolia Road. Across all the village revenues, property taxes account for 41% of the budget, followed by unrestricted intergovernmental revenues at 34%, and fund balance appropriations at 13%. And then there's other smaller funding tranches across the board. On the expenditure side, employee salaries and benefits are about 55% of the budget, followed by operating expenses at 27% and capital costs at 13%, along with, again, some other smaller tranches. Next year, village employees, they can expect a 2% raise in merit pay and a 2.6% increase in cost of living adjustments. That's a COLA adjustment. However, healthcare costs are also going up by around 10%. There's a plan for two new FTEs, full-time equivalents. It's going to be a library employee and a police officer. And then when you look at spending by function, public safety typically, and I think this is the way it is across the board with most municipalities, public safety consumes 38% of the village's budget. Transportation and culture and recreation, both at 17%. Then general government expenses at 11%. Environmental protection at 9%. And then other smaller expenditures. The village is looking at a couple of significant capital earmarks, totaling $4.5 million. That's a replacement bumper truck. Again, the library expansion that they've been moving money around for, pedestrian walkways, stormwater projects, a replacement garbage truck, and some resurfacing on Harness Track Road, connecting some sidewalks at the library, rebuilding trail bridges, some sewer connections over at Barnes 9 and 10, and then a dimmer panel, at the fair barn. So I'll read you a quote from the mayor. He said, "I think we're in a great situation," he said, regarding the financial health of the village. "It demonstrates that with vigilant work on behalf of staff, primarily, you can manage a municipal government without having to go overboard regarding asking the taxpayers for more and more support, and you can provide more and more efficient services." So we've got a budget for FY27, and unfortunately, those folks can't rest on their laurels long because development of the budget for FY28 will be here before we know it.
Right. As you say, it's a year-round thing. And even in addition to that, you know, they're constantly making budgets.
Oh, there's budget amendments that come and go. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a living, breathing thing.
And so, I mean, that's pretty, you got some good detail in there, but obviously those documents are public record. So if people go on to the various municipalities for which they are residents of, they can find those very detailed budget documents if they so choose. But if you have questions about Matt's story, you can send him an email to mlamb@thepilot.com. That's MLAMB@thepilot.com. And if you have questions for me, you can send an email to frank@thepilot.com. That's FRANK@thepilot.com. And any of us in the newsroom are available via email, which you can find at thepilot.com. We have a contact page. And you can always contact us because we're real people bringing you real community news.
Real news, real folks.
And that's the latest news in Moore County.
See you, Frank.
Later.